Chapter 1. Land and People. Australia is the world's largest island and its smallest continent. This is a country the size of the United States of America, spanning three time zones, yet with barely 23 million inhabitants. It is an ancient land, geologically one of the oldest on Earth, and was first populated by the Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders. These original inhabitants are thought to have come south from Asia some 50 to 70,000 years ago, when Australia was linked to Indonesia by a land bridge. In 1788, a handful of Europeans arrived. Before 1788, Australia had been of interest to the Netherlands, Spain, and France. But after the voyages of Captain James Cook, it was the British who were the colonisers. Convicts and subsequently free settlers from Britain and Ireland arrived to establish a thriving Anglo-Celtic society. The early Europeans brought with them epidemics of smallpox, measles, and venereal diseases, and they also occasionally murdered Aborigines. At the time of white settlement, the estimated black population was 700,000. By 1900, this figure had shrunk to 100,000. Much has been done in recent times, and much still needs to be done to repair the damage. Throughout the 1800s, freed convicts, explorers, and settlers spread across the continent. Wheat growing, sheep and cattle ranching, the discovery of gold, and expanding immigration all contributed to spectacular economic growth. From 1945, after the end of the Second World War, the immigration of many of Europe's dispossessed began what was to be one of the world's greatest exercises in multiculturalism. This has been added to in recent years by an influx of immigrants from India, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines, plus a continued stream from the UK, New Zealand, and South Africa. Today, one quarter of Australia's population was born overseas. In 1988, the nation of Australia celebrated its bicentennial, the 200th anniversary of the arrival of the first convict ships. As with the United States,